Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to VOP Freedom Radio's Alana Willow Show, bringing the best to you from the Southern Adirondacks. Today's show features our special guests, Lacey Ann Butler, to talk about her Jack and Jill party. I had the pleasure to attend on Saturday with my father. Lacey and her fiancé, Latham, are going to be married. We will also talk about a great program for kids called Herbal Fairies by Kimberly Gallagher of LearningHerbs.com. But first, a commercial from our sponsor, ADKSRealty.com. We'll be right back with our special guest, Lacey Ann.
picturesque, and energy, the southern Adirondacks, is unlike the weather, nurturing its own peace, tranquility, and balance, flows free and free. That's why owning a home, land, or a business, in the southern Adirondacks, becomes a treasure, and to guide you to your treasure, earning the top women realtor in Fulton County sales, and voted top producer and realtor of the year, Mary Ellen Charles of ADK Realty offers experience, energy, and results through her unique matchmaking approach, finding you the Adirondack property you desire and deserve. Her extensive experience and knowledge of the Southern Adirondacks is exactly what buyers need to find their perfect home or vacation retreat. Properties in Fulton, Northern Herkimer, Warren, and Saratoga counties, the city of Gloversville, Johnstown, and surrounding areas in the Southern Adirondacks is her specialty. Whether you're a seller or a buyer or even a newcomer seeking land, a summer retreat, home, or business, contact Mel Charles today. ADK Realty, 2144 State Highway 10, Caroga Lake, New York. Return calls in 24 hours at 518-725-2357 or at 518-705-5616. Or email mel at adksrealty.com. ADK Realty, your guide to the Southern Adirondacks. www.adksrealty.com.
Welcome back to VOP Freedom Radio's Alana Willow Show. I would like to welcome our special guest, Lacey Ann Butler. How are you doing, Lacey? Great party yesterday.
I had a lot of fun. Did you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw you won that basket.
Yeah, I won the basket that had a lot of kid stuff in it, and that was so cool.
Yeah, did you get to dig through all of it?
Yeah.
Nice.
What did you think of the party, Lacey?
Outdoor stuff. Oh, the party was fun.
So who got the pie in the face?
Oh, Latham ended up with the pie in the face at the end.
Yay!
Yeah, everybody knew it.
Yeah. I think Latham is a great guy, and you are both my good friends. When will you be getting married?
We're getting married Saturday, May 18th, and we're going to be at Beardsley Castle, and we're just doing a little family wedding.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we're hoping the weather will be nice.
There's ghosts there, you know.
I hear that. Maybe they'll be attending, too.
So, could you tell folks how they can organize a Jack and Jill party?
Oh, boy, it's a lot of planning and a lot of help from friends. Just figuring out food and decorations and who you want to come and hang out. And then it just kind of happens.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a little stressful, but I had a lot of great friends that helped me out and put it together, and it came out real great.
Okay, so could you tell folks, could you also tell everyone, like, where they can get copies made and notary services locally?
Yeah, sure. They can swing on by to Postmark on 61 Elmwood Ave in Gloversville. We do copies, faxes, and I'm also a notary. And we do blueprints and laminating, a little bit of everything.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I had such a good time yesterday. Everyone was so nice at the party, and I got to meet the DJ, too. Her name is Sabrina McGillis Flowers, 518-775-8540.
Yeah, she's a great DJ. I've seen her do a lot of parties, and she's a lot of fun and really outgoing.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the music she played?
Yes. So, thank you, Lacey. You've been a wonderful guest. Would you like to, shout out to anyone before you go?
Sure. I'll shout out to my whole bridal party. I got Jess and Dan Murata. I got Nikki, my maid of honor, and her fiancé, Bob, and also my fiancé, Latham, and his mother that's visiting, and all their family that came up from New Jersey. Thank you for visiting.
Okay. Goodbye, Lacey. It was a great honor having you on my show.
We love you guys.
Bye. Thank you for having me on your show. Talk to you later.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye. So, and now I would like to talk to everyone about an exciting program for kids my father got me for my birthday called Herbal Fairies by Kimberly Gallagher. You can find at learningherbs.com. They have lessons there for adults, too, that teach about the healing power of natural herbs. Oh, and by the way, this Thursday, I'll be turning 10. So, May 2nd is my birthday, and so, yeah.
You've waited practically your whole life to learn about herbs because Daddy always talked about it, but told you, wait till you're 10 years old.
Yep.
Wait till you're 10 years old. Now you're finally 10.
Yes, I'm so happy and excited. So, Herb Fairies is a 13-book set where each book teaches about different herbs. The herb fairies that protect the herbs and how each herb heals us. From my notes, let me tell you a little bit about book one. So, one was mostly, well, first of all, we know that it was created by Kimberly Gallagher created Herb Fairies, and it's really cool that, so in book one, there's a troll, there are different fairies. The first fairy, her name is Solaria. She's very beautiful and pretty. And she is the chickweed fairy. And if you didn't know what chickweed was, chickweed helps heal scratches and wounds. And basically like your skin and stuff. Then we have another beautiful, pretty fairy named Willow, which is my middle name. And Willow is obviously the willow tree fairy. And
aspirin comes from the willow tree.
Yeah, so I was just about to say, willow tree helps if you're hurt, but it also helps, it's aspirin. Yeah. And one time I was hurt, and I just cut off a little piece of branch off of a willow tree, a little piece of bark off of a willow tree, and I just sucked on it, and a little while later, it didn't hurt anymore. The scratch was basically healed, and it helped a lot. So if you guys are ever, hurt in any kind of way and it hurts, go buy a willow tree and don't hurt it, but just take a little piece of bark and suck on it. So then we have Dandy, which is male. He is really, he has blue, shiny eyes, and he is the dandelion fairy. And if you did not know, dandelions help clean out toxins in the body and helps your skin. Okay, then about the troll. So we have a troll. A lot of people may think that trolls are like mean and big and grr, but they're actually not. They, like, you know, like if they're being rude, they might just like want help or need help, like if they're hurt or something. So the troll in the book one, at the end of book one, it didn't know its name. So four little kids, they were miniaturized. The troll needed to say a riddle. The kids needed to solve it, so the troll found out its name if the riddle was solved. So I'm going to tell you the riddle, and if you don't know it, I'm just going to blurt out the word. I'm going to ask my dad, and if he says that he doesn't know, then I guess I'm going to have to say what it is. And it was pretty easy for me because, like, it's really easy. So the riddle is, my name has the letter U and us. It has to do with friendship, and it starts and ends with T. Now, Dad, what do you think it is?
Telescope?
No, that does not start and end with T.
Oh, what is it?
And it doesn't have to do with friendship. What was that again?
What is it?
It is, matter of fact, trust.
Whoa.
It has to do with friendship, starts and ends with T, it has the letter U, and it has U and S.
And that's the troll's name?
Yes, trust. And it turns out that the troll was kind of mean at the beginning because he just, like, she was just really, like, scared, and she was hurt. And then Stellaria, the chickweed fairy, gave some chickweed to the troll, and then, you know, it just felt better and it acted nicer. Then we have, at the end of book number one, there was a chest, there was a golden chest underneath the troll's lair, like underneath the troll's house, and in that chest, they had to unlock it, and inside the chest was chickweed magic. And they took all out the magic, and the magic was unleashed back to the chickweed plant.
Wow, making the in other words, herbs are powerful because they have magic in them.
Yes, that's true, actually.
That's the healing power?
Yes. Then we have, so that's basically it for my notes.
One question I have.
Yes?
It's 13 books. So in each book, there's more herbs, more herbal fairies, and more other creatures that you're going to learn about?
Yes, matter of fact. And I might be reading book number two later.
Excellent.
Okay, so this is a great gift for your child and parents. Can enjoy learning about the healing power of herbs, too. Go to learningherbs.com. So basically, capital L in learning, space, capital H in herbs.com to learn more. On each show, I will also share more on herb fairies and hope you will join me.
One question.
Yes? Yeah?
So adults can go there and learn at learningherbs.com about herbs?
Yes, they can.
And with the cost of medicine, a lot of time, herbal treatments, alternative treatments are actually good.
Yep. So all you have to do is go to the website, and then you go to books and lessons. You click on books and lessons, and then you could pick one of those books, one out of 13, and then it'll go there. You scroll down, and you could also... You could make it read to you, or you could download it and then, like, read it yourself.
And that's if you have a membership.
Yeah, it's if you have a membership. But,
cool.
If you don't have a membership, you can just tap a button. I think it says, like, read to me. And, learn more. If you would like to be on the Alana Willow Show as a guest, send me an email at vopfreedomradio@yahoo.com. I end each show with a special prayer for us. Let's pray. Dear God, I pray for all the healthy herbs and magical fairies, for all the little children and animals, for Lacey and Latham, and for all those who need love in this world, and for Red McGrath. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening, and may your days be blessed. See you next time on the Alana Willow Show. VOP, Freedom Radio. Smooth, cool, and smart. We bring you the best from the Southern Adirondacks. Oh yeah.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely, you gotta make me change my mind.
Hey.